This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today we'll hear from Jen Lukowiak, who is with Cotton Incorporated in the Global Supply Chain Marketing Division, and we'll hear her presentation to cotton farmers earlier during an episode called Cotton and Coffee. That in just a moment. First off, let's go to David Widmar. He's with the Agricultural Economic Insights.
Another supply shock has hit the global markets, and this time it's in kind of two forms here, right? There's the first one that's associated with the conflict itself, the war in Ukraine, and the impacts on global markets coming out of there, but also all the sanctions. And the sanctions could be a bigger issue, especially in the long term, as we start thinking about how far and wide the implications of sanctions go.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. On Tuesday, Cotton Board hosting Cotton and Coffee. It's an opportunity for cotton producers and those within the cotton industry to find out more about how the checkoff dollars are invested and the problems that Cotton Incorporated is solving. And on this past Tuesday, Jen Lukowiak is with Cotton Incorporated's Global Supply Chain Marketing Division and explained how Cotton Incorporated gets involved with other brands to help promote American cotton.
So as we see here, you know, when you're in a store and you're choosing product, you know, very obviously here, this consumer is holding up a shirt, maybe a pair of pants. But in the background, here's what's really going on behind these apparel pieces. We work with a diverse group of brands and retailers worldwide, extensively in the U.S. and Canada, to make these connections between the product and the end use. Often we've got multiple product lines within the private label business of companies. So it's a company within a company. There's a lot of complexity there. And within these companies, inside of companies, it's a variety of product. So we could be working on at any given time, outerwear, jeans, dress shirts, workwear, sleepwear, activewear. And that's just talking about the apparel side of the business. We also work in home textiles. There's a lot of opportunity there. Obviously, within sheets, towels, and blankets, most people kind of connect that very easily with cotton. But we're also realizing that there's a lot of opportunity within upholstery as well. So we're very well versed in a variety of products on any given day. And in the ways that we meet with these brands and retailers, it's always a little bit unique. It's always a little bit different. So sometimes it's at a trade show. Sometimes we're traveling to their office. Sometimes they're coming to our office. Sometimes it could be an industry event. But when we do this travel, we're traveling in and around some 20 countries around the world. So it's this constant forward motion of connecting with these companies, again, in just a variety of ways. It's just not a cookie cutter approach. So when I take a look at this, I see a very nice men's sweatshirt, right? It's got a little logo on the chest. This is something that we worked extensively on. So what's hidden in plain sight? Well, let's flip it around. This is the Duluth Alaskan Hard Gear sweatshirt, right? We're all probably familiar with Duluth. The initial conversation to bring this sweatshirt to market began at a trade show. It began at the Outdoor Retailer trade show in June of 2017. That is when our team first discussed with Duluth the opportunity for them with the Tough Cotton technology. That conversation continued into 2019. It was revisited. Swatches were looked at, different opportunities, how to market Tough Cotton. Tough Cotton is an abrasion-resistant technology. makes your product more durable. Duluth, being a workwear company, this was really an ideal technology for them to connect with. So as this conversation evolved, several different fabrics were developed. Two different companies in Asia created samples for the Duluth product development and design team to look at. And our staff in Asia worked extensively on the technical samples and the production trials. So it really is a truly collaborative effort to make sure that everybody is communicating from Asia to Duluth's product development design team to our account managers to make sure that all of the questions behind this product are answered. Duluth did license the Cotton Incorporated's Tough Cotton technology name, and that is the name that it went to market with. And the product launch was in fall of 2020. So when you look at the extensive conversations, emails, phone calls, meetings, one-on-one, all of that happened over a very long period of time, 2017 to 2019. So when you go to the Duluth website, this is what you see. You see the Crosshaul Cotton Crew Neck sweatshirt in a variety of colors and sizes. But all of that I just discussed is what went into this product before it ever made it to market. Now here, this is a very different scenario. Here we see a very cute pair of girls' leggings, right? They're colorful, they have a fun pattern on them. But behind that, you see that these are from Lands' End. These are the girls' leggings, again, Tough Cotton technology. This was different in the case that this was really what we call a speed to market kind of initiative. We first started discussing this with Lands' End in January of 2020 with a proposed launch of May 2020. So obviously very, very short time period. And this was really done to remain competitive within the market. So the product development and trial work went through fairly quickly. The U.S. supply chain marketing team spent months helping Lands' End craft compelling marketing points. And this is also another piece that we work on, is really kind of bringing and honing those talking points from product into hang tags. It could be to the website, it could be to the catalog, but making sure that the marketing team at Lands' End understands why product development and design embraced this technology on the leggings. Within all of those conversations, we also loop in our legal department. Our legal department will work with the legal department at Lands' End to make sure that all contract agreements are signed and understood. So it's a collaborative effort. It's our team, it's product development, it's design, it's our counterparts in Asia, and also our legal team here in North Carolina. So when you go to the Lands' End website, this is what you see. You see this great girls' tough cotton legging, comes in a variety of colors, patterns, sizes. But again, there's an extensive conversation that is ongoing prior to this ever being brought to the consumer level. Here we have a boys' pair of twill pants, right? Nice cotton twill, classic boys' pants. But let's look and see what went into this development. So this is the Ralph Lauren's boys' Flexabrasion twill pants. Flexabrasion, that's PurePress. So our PurePress technology was adopted by the Ralph Lauren team, and they opted in this boys product to call out the durability aspect rather than the ease of care, wash and wear that we typically associate with PurePress. PurePress technology is a environmentally friendly, lower chemistry point for this kind of ease of care product. Also, within that, it provides excellent durability. So the development of this actually began when, after the Ralph Lauren team launched the Pure Press Technology men's dress shirt in fall of 2020. And they were so excited to launch the Pure Press. Pure Press calling out the ease of care for the men's dress shirt, kind of a no-brainer. But then they kind of worked with us to flip the script a little bit and call out the abrasion for the boys' twill pant, knowing that maybe abrasion resistant is a little bit more appealing in this particular product. So trial work began on the boys' pant program very quickly to ensure that the hand fill, product durability, and the ease of care all executed very, very well. And our team worked very, very closely with the team at Ralph Lauren to create targeted messaging that called out the durability of the product on the hang tag and any other marketing points they may be using. So when you go to the Ralph Lauren website, this is what you see. Again, variety of color, sizes, great picture of the product. When you go to that product description, even though the name of the pant is the Flex Abrasion Twill Pant, you will actually see that it is calling out the Pure Press technology in that product description. So that does kind of, you know, adhere to a marketing point and also a technology point.
Jen Lakowiak with Cotton Incorporated. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Why sorghum?
I think sorghum is a smart choice for growers because it just fits well with our limited moisture. There's a lot of improvement the last few years. It's just been a really good crop for us. It just works.
Sorghum has the ability over many crops to sit and wait on moisture, so it's a smart choice there.
Sorghum is a smart choice because it is flexible and tough. It's a good crop.
Rain or shine, sorghum is the smart choice.
Cotton growers, take out yield-robbing nematodes with an in-furrow application of Averland FC from Vive Crop Protection. A cost-effective solution, Averland FC fights early-season nematodes for healthier seedlings and stronger plant stands. Averland FC is the only abamectin product registered in-furrow for nematodes in cotton, and it's compatible with other crop inputs. To learn more, talk to your retailer or visit vivecrop.com. Averland FC is a restricted-use product. Read and follow label instructions.
It's the Agribusiness Report. So what does the Global Supply Chain Marketing Division with Cotton Incorporated do? Mark Massera is with Cotton Incorporated.
The Global Supply Chain Marketing Division is approximately 33 individuals at Cotton Incorporated who work quite closely with our experts in all the other divisions in the company. And our job is to, quite simply, get cotton into these types of products. I just showed you a clothing store, but we're active in a lot of things, including home textiles, whether it's sheets and towels, pillowcases, or even a broad category of products that we call nonwovens. Nonwovens are things like diapers. Diapers are made with fibers and different materials. There's a huge opportunity for cotton there. So when we're out and looking at what's going on, we're looking into opportunities for cotton, whether it's apparel, home textiles, or diapers and disposable wipes and other types of products that are all, in the end of the day, using fiber. And we're thinking about, how do we get cotton to be the fiber of choice in these types of products?
It's the Agribusiness Report.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. It's the Agribusiness Report. Keep up with Cotton Incorporated online at cottoninc.com. www.beefcattleproducers.com.
Beef cattle producers, survival is not enough. Prosperity is our goal. And the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th, will provide you the information you need to prosper during these turbulent times. Get your tickets now to see former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and 10 other experts share their vision for your future. Call 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Call now. Seating is limited.
Cotton growers, take out yield-robbing nematodes with an in-furrow application of Averland FC from Vive Crop Protection. A cost-effective solution, Averland FC fights early-season nematodes for healthier seedlings and stronger plant stands. Averland FC is the only abamectin product registered in-furrow for nematodes in cotton, and it's compatible with other crop inputs. To learn more, talk to your retailer or visit vivecrop.com. Averland FC is a restricted-use product. Read and follow label instructions.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
A lower forecast for pork production, according to USDA's April outlook, with World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski noting.
The hogs and pigs report that was released in late March shows a pretty slow growth in pigs per litter and raises some questions generally about the hog supply later this year and into next.
Plus, a slower pace of slaughter resulting in a month-over-month production forecast reduction of 240 million pounds. The tighter supplies also resulted in an adjustment in hog prices month over month.
Raised our hog price forecast $1.89 per hundredweight. Year over year, hog prices would be up $5.60 per hundredweight. Currently forecast to average $72.89 per hundredweight.
Tight supplies and strong domestic prices are behind a 135 million pound decrease in U.S. pork export forecast this month. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.